Welcome to the Music Therapy Roundtable Podcast. We are your hosts, Rachel Rambach,
Michelle Erford,
Matt Logan,
and Kimberly Senna Moore.
We are four board-certified music therapists with a mission to empower you to take charge of your personal and professional growth. Join us each month as we talk shop and share stories, tips, and ideas about music therapy. Thanks for stopping by.
This month on the Music Therapy Roundtable Podcast, we're doing something in our, four and a half year history we have never done before, and we're having an entire episode of small talk. So we're going to, all of us, it kind of dawned on us that each and every one of us has undergone some pretty significant changes over the past couple of months. It's summer times, we're taking breaks, and so we're going to take an episode to get a little more personal and see how each of us is doing. And I don't even know where to start because I think every single one of us has had pretty big changes happen over the past couple of months. So who wants to start?
I'll start because I currently have a sleeping baby strapped to me. And who knows how long the sleeping is going to last. So I figure I better talk while that's still the case. But as you all know, since I wasn't on the podcast last month, I had a baby back in May 23rd. Her name's Mia, and we are doing great. And I'm technically on maternity leave all summer, which means I'm not working clinically. But this maternity leave has been a far cry from when Parker was born, because literally with that, I put everything down work-wise. I didn't see clients. I didn't teach any classes. I didn't do much work online at all. This time around, that hasn't been the case. So I've been keeping up with my blog, Listen and Learn, as much as I can. Not as much as I'd like to, but more than last time. I've been keeping my podcast going. And then the big news is that my music therapy practice and teaching studio is moving to our own space, our own building in August. So there has been tons of legwork and administrative work that's needed to be done for that. So needless to say, the summer has been a little bit crazy, but definitely exciting and, just kind of gearing up for all those things that are happening. And as you can see, here's Mia.
Hi, Mia. Oh, welcome to the roundtable. First of all, Rachel, and we shared this on the podcast last month, and we've all done it personally, I know, but congratulations.
So
happy.
Thank mm-hmm. you so much.
And you post, I'm so grateful you post so many pictures, and she looks so much like her brother.
Oh, I call her Parker 2.0 because she is literally a clone. It's scary.
They have the same eye shape, they look very similar.
Just the other day, Ed was like, so does she have a twin, but like 2 years later?
No, it's deja vu. And I sometimes forget that it's like a different baby because honestly, even her mannerisms and the facial expressions that she makes are so similar to his and what he was like as a newborn. So it's been just kind of strange, but also adorable because, I thought he was pretty cute too. So
that's really fantastic. Now I have another question for you, but do you need to kind of pay attention to baby for a bit?
She's good. She's eating. She's good. Multitasking. Okay.
Well, I'm really like, I had no idea you were moving to this new clinic space. So tell us about it. Cause it wasn't that long ago that you moved out of your home-based office to a space at a music store or something like that.
Right. So here's the deal. So 2 years ago, right around this time, Katie Camrad, who had been doing some contracting for me, she approached me with the idea to merge our two private practices and, find a space together and really start to grow beyond, what we were both doing at that point. And I was totally on board because that had sort of been my vision down the road. And so we thought that as a stepping stone, we would move into the music store, which worked beautifully for that past year. So we moved in last August, and we've been there since. And it's been great. We've, you know, been able to see clients in the same place and do our groups all in one building. But we got to the point this year where we just ran out of space and we ran out of rooms in which to see clients and students. So we started the search for a bigger space and ended up finding just a pure gold mine. I mean, completely perfect for our needs and already built out for what we needed. It's got like up to 5 separate rooms for one-on-one and lessons. And then it's got 2 larger group spaces and then a meeting room and a waiting room. And it's also got a room for a recording studio, which I'm super excited about because y'all know that's like my thing. And so it's 2,300 square feet and we're in the middle of having it painted and recarpeted. And I'm just so, so excited because this is really like, this has been my vision forever. This will be my 8th year in the private practice. And, you know, it was always kind of like one of those pipe dreams where I had this vision of this big building with, you know, bright colors and just beautiful. And that's what it's going to be. And it's going to be just a really welcoming space for all of our families. And I'll stop blabbering on now because I'm just getting really excited even talking about it. But yeah, it's becoming a reality August 1st.
That is just, wow, I'm speechless. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a little scary because it is a huge, huge jump and we're sort of taking a leap here, but the past year has showed us that, you know, the growth is happening and there's lots and lots of potential for more that we just can't do in our current space. So it's going to be a really exciting year. And, you know, I think in a few years I'll look back and say, how in the world did I decide to do that with a newborn and everything else that's going on in my life? But I think it'll be worth it for sure.
I think so. So your doors open in August?
Yeah. So the doors will officially take over on August 1st, and then we'll be opening our doors to our students and clients at the end of the month.
Nice. And are you having like an opening ceremony, you know, celebration or something like that?
I think we probably will do like an open house or something just so that everybody can come see the space and we can kind of celebrate. And actually this weekend we are doing what we're calling a midsummer music celebration. We invited all of our families and our students and clients and then friends and family. And we're just doing like a little mini concert. Some of our students are performing and just sort of mingling and talking about all the changes, and everybody will be able to meet our new staff. So I'm pretty excited about that too.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, and you're not the only one in this group who has made a big work jump. And last month you weren't quite ready to talk about it.
Yeah.
Spill the beans. It's time. I want to hear more.
Yep. So I made a change with regard to my work status. I ended up leaving my position at the hospital, all on good terms. And, you know, it was actually really hard to do. Very difficult to leave the staff and the family and the patients. But now I'm going to focus, you know, 100% on my dreams of building out a business online and teaching a lot of guitar to a lot of people and just really focusing on exercising like different parts of my brain and developing some new skills. So I haven't been to work for, I guess, a week and a half now, and I'm kind of settling into all of that.
So just a week and a half, you said?
Mm-hmm.
You made the leap. So how is, I mean, it's probably a little too soon to tell, but what kind of things are you working on?
Well, I'm working on wrapping up an ebook that will be coming out on Music Therapy Source, which, by the way, has a new website. I think it looks pretty good. So once I get that finished, I'll be doing a new version of the bar chord bootcamp. So a guitar course focused all on bar chords and getting around the fretboard and finding bar chords and transitioning quickly. So I've got a lot of work to do, but I'm really excited to do it.
That's fantastic. And I'm looking at your blog right now, and it really does look good.
Yeah.
Or Music Therapy Source. It looks fantastic.
Matt, I'm curious because I did the same thing a few years back where I left my full-time job, and then all of a sudden I had all this time to work on all of my projects that I'd been like shoving into nooks and crannies of time. So how are you finding it to have like huge solid chunks to work on all these things?
Well, you know, it is a bit overwhelming to have so much time. And so I'm still kind of figuring it out, still trying to schedule it correctly and get into the right routine. And for that, I think I'll just need a little bit more time. I ended up taking a trip to Phoenix. I drove to Phoenix, which, by the way, is a horrible idea in July. If you're ever planning to visit Arizona, go in January, go in February. Do not go in July. So, you know, that kind of, you know, I just haven't had any consistent period yet to figure it all out. But basically, I'll be scheduling my time and to-do lists down to, you know, 15-minute increments for periods of the day, but then also scheduling open periods where I plan to just read or exercise or things like that.
I tell you that idea, especially when you have those open spaces of time, of scheduling your time, it's really key.
It is, yeah.
So just, yeah, that's absolutely key.
Yep. It's it reminds me of the, I think it's the Parkinson principle. Somebody with the last name of Parkinson said, however, or whatever time you allot for an activity is how long it will take you. So
yeah, that's the truth.
Yep.
I give myself 30 minutes to do emails, that's how long I'll take. But if I give myself 15 minutes, then, you know, I'll power through it.
Right. Yeah. The other thing is knowing when you're most creative. So like Absolutely. For me, if I need to write something, I'll do it in the morning and email can wait until the afternoon when I'm tired.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what, fast forward a year and where do you hope you'll be? I mean, what do you hope you'll be doing?
Well, I hope to have a lot of different guitar products, educational products available. And I also hope to be fairly mobile with my business. So I'd like to be doing some traveling. One thing I regret is never studying abroad or doing any traveling right out of school. And I think there's a lot to see and a lot to experience and a lot to grow from outside of the borders here. So I hope to be doing some traveling while running the business.
Awesome.
That is so exciting. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I want to see what music therapy is like in other countries. And I would love to even be able to report on that or somehow make some connections. But
yes. Well, that will make you even more of the music therapy source.
Hey, yeah.
Well, international.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, but I get what you're saying because I feel that too. I'm very U.S. centric in my knowledge of music therapy practice.
That would be a good and maybe not easy. I mean, you have to take time, but easy podcast. That would be a fun.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
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 It would be.
I'm seeing it now.
And the ebook that's coming out, by the way, is kind of a cool resource. It doesn't have a ton of original content, but have any of you ever been researching schools and just like academic programs and found it difficult to find and compare information?
Oh yeah. Because their websites are written differently and it's like you've researched three schools and then you come up with five more questions that you should have looked at. Like each school makes you ask more questions about the last schools kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And the information is just really, really spread out. Like there's no central source of it. So I've been working on a school guide where I pulled information from every single school that offers a program, and I pulled tuition information and the names of the faculty members there and kind of what they report about their program. And I've pulled it all into one ebook, and it has a, you know, a little some other information too, but it just has it all right there, as well as links to their programs. So it's at least a really good starting point for comparing programs. Say if you're going to go into a graduate program, you'll see what kind of degrees are offered at each of the programs, and like tuition information, so you can make comparisons that way. So it's going to be helpful for some people.
Yeah, absolutely. And for parents too, who
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know. And you've noticed some inconsistencies in my information at the universe, not inconsistencies, updates that need to be made.
They don't have your credential or your PhD up there.
I know. That's not something I could go, you know, in the back door and do. I have to ask for it, and I'm waiting for a couple other things to fall into place. So I have one ask instead of, you know, three different things in a row.
Sure.
But yeah.
So in the last month, I've been on every school's website, and there's a lot of variation. It's, you know, you can tell who's got the budget for an awesome web team and who doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh my goodness, tuition is expensive. Like, some of these schools are so, so expensive. I guess I never realized just how high-priced education can be.
Right. Well, and some of the more expensive ones may be private universities. There's a huge difference between public and private tuition, you know. And also state, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Cool. Yeah, I'm looking even on your music therapy source right now. You have all the schools listed and a link. You know, do they offer undergraduate, graduate, and a link to the program? That's really
So it's basically it's going to be like that, just even more robust.
Oh, absolutely. Awesome. So, how about you, Michelle? What are you up to this summer?
I think my kind of life theme right now is about like settling in and moving forward, and like project-wise, like work-wise, to just kind of embrace the work I have and kind of go deeper in what I'm doing instead of starting new things, kind of, you know. So settling more into my role with the Music Therapy eBooks website, and Rachel C. and I just had our annual meeting last week to talk about the website and what we want to focus on, and, you know, making all those plans for the entire year, which I love having those annual meetings. Like, I never enjoyed meetings.
Was it in person?
No, we couldn't get together, but we Skyped. Actually, no, we ended up doing it on the phone because we couldn't Skype. We were having internet problems, but it still worked out really well, and we got a ton of work done. And I just love doing those kinds of meetings. Like, we have that kind of, we do a meeting like that where we plan the whole year in advance, and like, it just makes life so much easier to just be able to open up a file and know, okay, for this month we're talking about this topic. Next month is that topic. It just, everything is done and you just do. I love that, having that planning part over, so that you can just, for the rest of your time, do and dive into the doing, I guess you could say. But so, yeah. So
diving to the doing.
Diving to the doing. I wondered if you would like that, because I know how big you are on
Hillary. I love you come out with these great ways of saying things. I'm writing that one down. Dive into the doing.
That's a tweetable.
Yep.
Okay, good.
dive into the doing. Michelle Erfurt.
Well, and Michelle was a guest on my Guitars and Granola Bars podcast, which is it's actually coming out tomorrow.
Nice.
So yeah, and I really loved what Michelle talked about in her interview. She was just very, very open and honest about everything that's going on in her life and the way that her career has sort of evolved since becoming a mom. And so definitely check that out.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time. It's so funny how conversations just go their own way. And I think we spent a lot of time talking about something that I was uncomfortable kind of saying in public. And that is just kind of telling the music therapy community that I'm not working clinically. I had a lot of feelings and thoughts about that. So it's all in the show. So
we'll be sure to add a link in the show notes. Yes. We'll add a link to that in the show notes.
Yes. So yeah, so I'm just settling into the businesses in the summer, and luckily, since summer is here, well, since Eddie isn't in school yet, our life isn't that radically different in the summer, you know, compared to like if your kids were in school and then you have, they have summer off. But we're still just kind of trying to enjoy the summer the way we do it here in Florida.
Which in Florida in the summer is you stay inside as much as possible.
Yes, people don't understand that. And it's getting hot fast. Like, I feel like it's hot. July now, but these are really August temperatures.
Yeah, like, you can't go to the park. I mean, and you have to plan it out. If you go to the park, do it as early in the morning as you can, because then mm-hmm. the thunderstorms come through in the afternoon and you just go outside and you sweat. So you just want to do things inside.
Yep. If you go outside, you're going to the water.
Like, yeah, you don't go up. Exactly.
It's just different.
It is different, you know, and you got to be careful about just telling your kids to, hey, go outside and play, because you know what? It might be a little too hot. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
So what's up with you, Miss Kimberly?
Well,
are you diving into the doing as well after your?
Yes.
Because you're really at work now.
I think it's, which I think is one of the reasons why that stuck out, because that's where I am. I'm diving into the doing. So when I look back at this past year, I mean, I went into this year knowing that it was going to be a big transition year. It was my first year full-time academia. I was finishing up my PhD, which I got my diploma in the mail the other day, and that's really cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it's awesome. So now it's like seriously official. And what else? We, you know, we bought a house in the spring, and we moved, and we had a, you know, my husband had two people very close to him pass away, so we went through all of that, and so it was a really, it was a hard year, just, it was a very hard year, and a lot of positive things, but still hard. And so my, you know, this summer, my goal was to kind of do as little as possible. So I'm not pushing on any of the projects. Any projects I have in my mind can kind of wait, or are going to wait until the fall. And so I'm trying to enjoy, and I'm really cutting back on the amount of work I'm doing. Just took 2.5 weeks off where I, no email, no nothing. Even when I am working, I'm trying just to work about a half a day. And so I'm, you know, developing an online course. And so I, you know, spent some time on that in June, but I'm also trying to do fun things with my kids. So this is a summer to kind of settle, and that's, and I'm looking forward to now over the next year, even couple of years, just as few major life changes as possible would be really great. That's my goal, is to not have any big life changes over the next couple of years.
Right.
I saw your vacation pictures that you were posting online, and I just was so happy for you, because I know what a crazy year, actually what a crazy like 3 years it's been for you and your family. So I was just so excited to see you just relaxing and having fun with your family.
Yes.
Thank you. And I was, and I did, and it was great. We spent a week in the mountains of North Carolina, and that's just, it's a beautiful part of the country. You know, it's peaceful. It's warm, but not uber hot like in Florida right now. And it was
careful.
Just
you're not allowed to complain about the heat.
I know.
Someone's going to start complaining about the snow and be like, oh boy, you know.
Oh God, I know. But it was really nice. And I feel, I feel like myself again. I was feeling pretty nutty in May. I feel like myself again, and it's nice. Yeah. So that's it. I have a conference. I should say I do have a conference I'm going to here in a couple of weeks that I'm very excited about. And it's the Society for Music Perception and Cognition Conference. It meets every 2 years And this year it's in Nashville. And so I'll be heading up to Nashville here in a couple of weeks and giving a poster presentation and just going to learn and connect and hang out in Nashville for a while. So that'll be nice.
That sounds fun. Nashville and the conference.
It does. I went to this conference for the first time 2 years ago in Toronto and really, really enjoyed it. So I'm excited to go back. The music scientist in me. Very excited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've found that summer is probably not the best time ever to be planning some major changes, like work-wise and trying to really, really move forward, just because it's easy to kind of take on that lackadaisical, oh, it's summer attitude. But I've been working on ways to keep myself motivated. So we're actually going to be talking about that in the pro episode of the podcast for this month and ways that we can stay on track and keep pushing forward despite the fact that it's summer and, you know, we all get a little lazy, and that's okay.
That's right. Well, and not just lazy, but, you know, we're working around vacations, and some of us, you know, have kids at home, new kids or kids off from school.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so like Rachel said, we'll be talking about how we stay motivated and organized in the summer. And in this pro conversation, it's only available to our pro community, who also have access to a members-only forum, resource lists, videos, exclusive podcasts, and discounts with select members. CMTE courses are also available to community members at no additional charge. At Music Therapy Pro, we've done the hard work already. Now we're sharing our secrets with you. Join the community at www.musictherapypro.com. This month's cool resource of the month is a relatively new find for me, but I think it fits in perfectly with this idea of how to help organize your life and still stay informed. And this is a website called theskim.com, theskimm.com. And this is a daily emailed newsletter that filters some of the more poignant and relevant news stories of that day and sends it directly to your email in the morning. And so, for example, this morning, as of today's recording, the Skim email I got talked about the Iranian, the nuclear deal with Iran and President Obama's response to it. It talked about Greece and the bailout, and it shared a couple of other news stories like that. It's short. You can read it in 5 to 7 minutes. And it breaks it down in a very easy, user-friendly way. So it'll say, you know, here's the story that happened, and here's a little background information so that you can stay informed quickly and easily. So we'll have a link in the show notes for theskim.com.
And we'd also like to give a shout out to our Pro Perk partners. Music Therapy Pro members receive discounts on products and services from Metro Music Therapy's paper, Music Therapy eBooks, Music Therapy mailings, Wholesome Harmonies Music Therapy, A Perfect Lullaby, the Music Therapy Research Blog, Listen and Learn, the Music Therapy Maven, Bear Paw Creek, and Session Cafe. Thanks to all of our Pro Perks partners for their support.
Thank you for joining us. To see the show notes, go to www.musictherapyroundtable.com. If you like this podcast, take your skills to the next level by joining the Music Therapy Pro community. For only $17 per month, you will get unlimited access to CMTEs, in-depth clinical skills podcasts, and other invaluable resources designed to empower you to take charge of your personal and professional growth.